So if you are just joining us today, the DUP MLA, Jim Wells, has withdrawn his support for the National Trust over their support for gay rights. The former health minister has said he will not donate to the National Trust anymore. He will not anymore consider leaving money in his will. He cited one of the reasons as being the very fact that the National Trust took part in gay pride at the weekend. I've been speaking to the leader of the Alliance Party, Naomi Long.
Well, at the end of the day, I think it's a matter for Jim what organisations he joins and doesn't join. I mean, obviously, he chose to make a public statement about not wanting to be involved with the National Trust because of their support for Pride. From my perspective, I think that that support is welcome. I think it's encouraging to see so many businesses, so many organisations getting involved with Pride and actually showing that they want to be inclusive and give recognition to LGBTQ people in Northern Ireland. So from my perspective, rather than them think that perhaps they'd made a decision that was going to be difficult, I wanted to show them in a tangible way that I supported what they were doing. And I guess that's why I joined, because I wanted them to be aware that there are lots of people out there who admire the stance that they've taken in terms of encouraging people to be supportive on these issues.
For the fact that they even took part in Pride, that's one of the reasons why Jim Wells is resigning. What's that say about that element of the DUP?
Well, I mean, again, you know, you've got to balance that, Stephen, against, for example, Emma Pengelly put out a very welcoming statement wishing people all the best in terms of Pride and hoping that they had a good day.
Now, she never even mentioned the word Pride in her statement.
She didn't. But I think, you know, it's a step forward. And if we're always going to criticise people as they try to move forward, then where's the incentive for people to change? So what I'm saying very clearly, Stephen, is yes, of course, we know there are people in the DUP, you know, who are profoundly opposed to anything to do with the LGBT community. There are also, I think, people in the DUP who want to start making a transition. So what we need to do is try and give encouragement to those who want to make that change and support them, and also to challenge them to not just deliver in terms of good wishes, but deliver in terms of strong actions in their own party to try and make real change for people. Because the message for me from Saturday is that there is a genuine goodwill out there in the community. It was the biggest parade that we've seen in Northern Ireland. There was a huge amount of people who turned out in support of the parade. And there's clearly goodwill towards the community. People want to see their family and friends treated with respect and dignity. There's an opportunity now, I think, for Northern Ireland to be a different place. We saw that on Saturday with the PSNI and so on in the parade and offering their support. And I think that would have been almost unbelievable if that would have happened even 5 years ago. So we've come a long way. Now we need to finish the journey. And if people like Emma and others want to be part of the group who try to persuade people like Jim that it's not a threat to his personal beliefs to give somebody else personal freedom, then I welcome her to that cause, and I hope that moves forward progressively.
Yeah, I guess the question, by the way, to read what Emma Little Pengelly said, we did invite her onto the programme this morning, by the way. We haven't heard back from the DUP on that. She said, best wishes to all my friends and constituents celebrating today. All should be able to live a proud life free from hate, abuse or persecution. No mention of the word gay, no mention of Pride. And Jim Wells then responding by describing it as a surprise that she said this.
Yeah.
So how much of a split do you think there is, Naomi, within the DUP over this issue?
Well, Stephen, it should never be a surprise that a politician of any colour wants to say that all of their constituents should live free of hatred and oppression and indignity and all of those things.
So why is Wells calling it a surprise then?
Well, if that surprises Jim, then I think that says more about how he views the LGBT community and our relationships with them than it does about Emma. From my perspective, what I want to see is more progress in that direction. And there are bound to be young people who share the politics of the DUP, but feel that they can't vote for them now because of their stance around LGBT issues. So from my perspective, I can only see from their point of view that eventually this is something that they're going to have to deal with. And I think better to deal with it now. If Jim doesn't want to be a member of the National Trust, if he doesn't personally want to show support for Pride, that's an issue for him. But as an elected representative, I don't believe he should be at all surprised that every elected representative should want members of the public, regardless of their sexuality, to live free from harassment and intimidation and all of those other things.
Jim Wells, we know that he has been quite vocal about gay issues in the past around gay adoption, etc. We must try to find that audio actually and play it. He's going further than criticising the National Trust. Not only has he cancelled his membership, but he's publicly saying that he had intended to be a donor. He will no longer do that. He's publicly saying he was leaving a legacy, strongly considering leaving a legacy, and he's no longer doing that.
And that's a personal matter for Jim. At the end of the day, there will always be people who, for whatever reason, decide they don't want to get involved with an organisation. And for Jim, it is about his very deeply held beliefs around homosexuality. But also, I have to say, there seems to be a degree, from his perspective, of complete intolerance when it comes to the LGBT community, because what the National Trust were trying to do was be inclusive and encouraging people to know that they were supported and welcomed. And I can't see, even if you don't agree with homosexuality for your own religious reasons, why would you want to see anyone in your community shunned or feel excluded? So I don't understand Jim's decision, but I don't need to. It's his money. It's what he does with it is his business. But at the end of the day, what I want to do is encourage organisations like the National Trust and like many, many others who came along on Saturday, showed their support, demonstrated that they were open spaces for people who are from the LGBTQ community in Northern Ireland. I think that's positive, and I think those of us who support that, rather than focusing on the negative, those of us who support those organisations and the actions that they've taken should be vocal in our support and show that we actually appreciate. And I'm not part of the LGBTQ community, but I have friends and so on who are, and I want them to know that I support the fact that organisations are coming out and supporting them. It's important to me that they feel accepted and part of our community.
Do you think then the days are gone, Naomi, where there will be prominent members of the DUP describing gay sex as an abomination, gay people as abnormal, suggesting that Hurricane Katrina was a punishment from God on gay people? Do you think those days are gone? Do you really think the DUP are trying to transition? And where's the evidence from that?
I would love to think those days are gone, Stephen. I would love to think they're gone, because those sorts of comments can cause massive distress to people, not just people who are struggling with their sexuality because they're unsure, young people who are trying still to find their way in life, but can also make it very difficult for people to be open about their sexuality who would otherwise want to be, because they fear the backlash. So I hope that we're coming to an end of those days, but I can't speak for the DUP on this. All I can say is that where people make a positive stand, whether that be the National Trust coming out and supporting the LGBT community, or whether it is the tweet that Emma made, albeit that it was a bit veiled and it wasn't very clear, but she nevertheless made a step forward. And I think if we're going to really see progress, when we see a step forward, we should welcome that and then go on to challenge and say, well, okay, the tweet is fine and that's good that you wish people well. Now be a challenge in your party and try to make change happen. We know it's not going to be quick, Steve, and we know it's not going to happen overnight, but nobody's trying to rob people of their right to a religious view. Nobody's trying to rob people of their right to their own opinion. How people live their lives at a personal level is their own business. I just want that extended to the LGBT community in Northern Ireland so that they can live their lives without political interference in terms of who they can marry, when they can give blood and all of those other things.
We did ask Jim Wells to come on to the programme today. He said he would speak to anybody but me. Said he would speak to anybody but Stephen Nolan is what he said. Just a point of order, by the way, probably a good opportunity to tell you all that you might remember that Jim Wells launched legal proceedings against me and indeed the BBC over the reporting of gay child abuse comments that many feel ended his career as a health minister. And Mr. Wells had said at the time that he was determined to restore his name and integrity after being accused of making controversial comments about gay people and adoption. And he said that he would sue. He never issued the writ against me or the BBC. He never went through with it, just as a point of order, but he is still saying that he will not speak to me this morning.